If you're wondering whether it's safe to like Michael Jackson because your emotions have been stirred by his music as you've watched news bulletins on the television or heard his music on the radio or in a store, I think you should look at it like this. When British record producer Jonathan King was convicted of sex with young boys, when Gary Glitter, British pop star, hero to many young teenagers in the 70s, was found to have had child porn on his computer, these people were airbrushed out of rock and roll history. Jonathan King had a couple of big hits in the States. Gary Glitter had one big hit in the United States of America, rock and roll, a big football theme even today. But back home, where it had number one after number one, and hit after hit, and sell-out show, and his autobiography had sold well, and he had been a friend to many through British TV screens, he was dropped and edited out of glam rock history. If Michael Jackson had been a child molester, would the Brandos have still been friends with him? Would Quincy Jones have gone anywhere near him? Would Madonna have been crying this week at the death of Michael Jackson? Justin Timberlake, Jermaine Jackson, and all of the brothers, wouldn't they have distanced themselves from the man? Would Lisa Marie Presley have issued her very, very sad statement if Michael Jackson had been a danger to children? Yeah, he was pretty weird. But I don't believe that most people, as far as fans and friends are concerned, thought there was anything dangerous about Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson would not have sold out all of those shows at the O2 Arena if people thought he was a child molester. The people that were suspicious of Michael Jackson were the people in the media, the people that fueled all of these rumours because they sold newspapers. And the radio stations, particularly in Britain, I don't know about America because I wasn't there at the time, but the radio stations in Britain have been gutless. Now, because they know Michael Jackson is dead, oh well, we can get away with playing a few of his records. The fans are going to love it. They are all hypocrites. Those are my feelings on Michael Jackson. Was he or wasn't he? Weird? Yes. A child molester? I don't think so. I'm not saying I won't be proved wrong. If someone can come up and give me some proof, I'll never play another one of his records again. But I don't think Michael Jackson was dangerous around children.